yeah. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang in hour number three.
Yeah.
Fridays with Fugelsang. Oh, heavens, we have breaking news on the, was this Benghazi? Which scandal?
It's Benghazi.
Which impeachment-worthy scandal? Who's going to jail?
Jail.
Right, we will get to that in just a moment. Oh, first of all, we had to do a hate letter out of the box because
okay.
It's hilarious. Oh, this was forwarded to us by our fabulous affiliate, WCPT,
yes.
Chicago, because the subject line is Mrs. Stephanie Miller.
Mrs.?
Apparently. And someone sent it to you and said, Chris, had to forward this one. Oh, my God, please pass along to the Mrs.
Yeah.
They think we're married.
Oh, God.
All right.
That would be a special kind of hell.
Screw you. Mike writes... Wow, of all the grammatical spelling, this is like somebody, like he thinks he's sending a telegraph.
Well,
for some reason, it's...
Yeah, someone mentioned...
It's all stop, full stop.
Someone mentioned to me yesterday that it's like a hate letter haiku.
Right, it is. You're
or a tone
right.
poem or something.
Right.
Yeah.
All the scandal, space, S, period, are real, period. You play them down, period. Is this like, I can hear the teletype machine
yeah.
in my, full stop. You play them down, period, space. The president, capitalized, had to know about everything, period, space. All scandals, period. If not, he's out of control, period. How can you stick up, period, for, period, holder? Did this come by Pony Express? How did we get this?
Stop.
Tell me, period, how,
stop.
Period. And the heck did the good people of the Windy City...
And the heck?
Period. Ever elect, period. You are mayor, period. I don't know. I don't live in Chicago,
yeah.
So I don't know why it's my mayor, but okay. Another scary, S-C-A-R-E-Y, guy, capitalized, period. Fast and Furious is an Obama project, period. Not Bush, period. Your,
no.
Y-O-U-R.
Of course.
Still capitalized, putting blame on Bush, period. Wake up, the story is space, capitalized now, period. If Tweety Birds animated oh, yeah. Tweety Birds realm. If press and media types, period.
What?
That doesn't seem like it has a subject,
no,
a verb, or
no,
a predicate.
There's
nothing,
no predicate at all.
There's nothing there, really. Would not cover and capitalized pick news, period. You would see a hung Obama
well.
Long ago. Smart enough. Oh, well, that part's fairly clear. Yeah, I'm sure that's the racial overtones
no.
there. Cause we,
oh, and then you see how they signed it?
Because we've lynched so many presidents.
You see how they signed it? Cheers.
Cheers. MG. Okay.
Thanks, MG.
Wow.
Thanks, MG.
Cheers to you, too.
I think his wife, Lurleen, got him an old-fashioned teletype machine. All right. Yeah, so kind of you were talking about at the top, the picture of Ted Cruz looking at Michelle Bachmann.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like,
oh, yeah, tap that.
Yeah, she is dumb, well, but I would tap that.
Someone's got to.
Well, they're both dumb.
Well.
Yeah, anyway, very hysterical. She and the Rand just very, jail, impeachment, what, boo, yesterday, as John Boehner said.
My question is, who's going to jail?
Right.
Who's going to jail? Who's going to jail?
Right. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh, as it turns out, maybe some Republicans, perhaps. It's
yes.
official. Those bogus email leaks came from Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. I guess that's who's going to jail. It's not as if it was from Mother Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if we didn't know this already, but today Major Garrett made it official. Last week's leaks that misquoted the Benghazi emails came directly from Republicans.
Uh-huh.
CBS Evening News reporting on Friday, Republicans leaked what they said was a quote from Rhodes. It's one of the guys in these email chains. By the way, if you've read all the email chains, they don't back up the Republican storyline at all, which is why the White House released them. Okay. This is what they said was a quote from Rhodes. We must make sure the talking points reflect all agency equities, including those of the State Department. We don't want to undermine the FBI investigation, but it turns out that in the actual email, Rhodes did not mention the State Department.
Hmm.
This seems almost jailable, doesn't it?
Yes.
Huh. Republicans also provided what they said was a quote from the email written by State Department spokesman Victoria Nuland. This gets all in the weeds, but right. The point is, this was very deliberate. The CIA agreed with the concerns raised by the state and revised the talking points to make them less specific than the CIA's original version, eliminating references to Al-Qaeda and affiliates and earlier security warnings. There is no evidence the White House orchestrated those changes. As John Dean just told us yesterday, once again, this was a turf battle between state and the CIA. The White House had nothing to do with this, and it was not a political thing. By the way, the early emails, you know what they show mostly, Jim? I was reading one day. No one knew much of anything because it just happened.
Right.
It was them trying to figure out what happened. It wasn't anybody covering anything up or directing anybody to say something specific.
Ever heard of the fog of war?
Right. Kevin Drum writes in Mother Jones, here's what happened. Republicans in Congress saw copies of these emails 2 months ago. As we were saying, and then Boner's like, this is an outrage. I want to see the emails. I could have seen them.
Okay. I already read them. Oh, I must have been drunk.
It was obvious they showed little more than routine interagency haggling, which is what we just said, then riding high after last week's Benghazi hearing. Someone got the bright idea of leaking two isolated tidbits and mischaracterizing them in an effort. Mischaracterizing them in an effort to make the State Department look bad.
Uh-huh.
Gee, mm-hmm. I wonder if this could be
that could be actionable.
Hillary 2016. Mm. I wonder if that's what this could be about.
State Department.
Well, apparently, they figured it was a twofer. They could stick a shiv into the belly of the White House, and they could then badger them to release the entire email chain, knowing they never would. Ha-ha!
J'accuse!
Typical GOP overreach. To their surprise, the White House took Republicans up on their demand to make an entire email chain public, thus making it clear to the press that they had been burned, and now reporters are letting us know who was behind it. So
so when is Susan Rice going to get her apology?
Yeah.
I wonder. Yes. I wonder if Lindsey Graham will cease his vapors long enough to admit he was wrong.
I'm not talking to you.
This Mother Jones piece is perfect. This has always been the Republican Party's biggest risk with this stuff, that they don't know when to quit.
Mm-hmm.
On Benghazi, when it became obvious they didn't have a smoking gun, they got desperate and tried to invent one. On the IRS, their problem is the Democrats are as outraged as they are. This will force them to make ever more outrageous accusations in an effort to find some way to draw a contrast. And on the AP phone records, they have to continually dance around the fact that they basically approve of subpoenas like this. I mean, a sane party would take a deep breath and decide to move on to other things, but the Tea Partiers have the scent of blood now, as evidenced by that crazy little... It was like a little Tea Party skit yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the stars, with Michelle Bachmann and the Rand. Yeah. The spectacle of Michelle Bachmann suggesting it's time to start impeachment proceedings. The GOP adults cannot keep their lunatic fringe on a leash, which means it's only a matter of time until they make fools of themselves on all three of the pseudo-scandals that are currently lighting up the airways. The Republicans have met the enemy, and it is them.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin Drum and Mother Jones.
How rump.
It really is. It was like the comedy exploding scandal cigar.
So if they can't win on issues, they try and win with deception.
Huh.
Gee, wow. It's kind of par for the course, isn't it?
Pretty much. By the way, Rocky Mountain Mike Schaefer, Jeff Hoyt, and P.S. Mueller have sent us, this is what it's like for us every day, debating like our right-wing callers, or when I go on CNN and have to debate right-wingers. You make a point, and there's a brief pause where they don't answer
subject,
that point.
Right. Yes.
Right, exactly.
It's time to play the game for people who know they're right. What's my comment? Here's your host, Johnny Yahoo.
Thank you. We have two contestants, so let's play What's My Comment. Here's your first headline, Remote Alaska Volcano Erupts. David.
I hope everyone's all right.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Skeeter.
Impeach Obama and the Chicago thugs.
That is correct.
Wait, what does that have to do with...
Okay, our next headline, White House releases Benghazi emails. Yes, David.
Well, given the circumstances, it seemed like the appropriate act.
Oh, sorry. Skeeter?
Tyranny, Hitler, freedom.
Correct.
All right.
Hey, what did you get? Well, you lost. I guess you'll just have to stay on welfare.
But wait a minute. The stories and the responses don't have anything to do with each other.
What's the matter, David? Did you run out of food stamps?
What the hell's going on around here?
You're kind of a Nancy boy, aren't you?
Big sissy.
Bet you're a big pipe smoker, huh?
Hey.
Thanks very much.
I want to talk to a producer.
We'll see you next time.
Hey. Thanks for playing. Hey. What's my comment?
Don't I even get a stupid copy of the home game?
He's the big
a completely idiotic, time-wasting production.
Yep. Thank you, boys. Welcome to my world. All right. So last night we were on CNN talking about Pat Robertson's latest comments because what's not great about Pat Robertson? He's a feminist.
He's a peach.
That's what he is. He was telling, we'll get to the whole story, but we have the actual crunchy audio goodness. Mm-hmm. He was advising a woman who said, I'm having trouble forgiving my husband for cheating. He's like, blah, blah, blah. Tell her to shut her naggy pie hole. She's lucky that someone married her, the wildebeest. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Basically, yeah, exactly. So we will get to all of that as we continue 16 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, at least it's a good place to see celebrities.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
And it feels like home when you call my name.
Stephanie Miller.
Like a little prayer, I'm down on my knees. I want to take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there.
I'll take you there.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 21 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I was on CNN last night talking about the latest pearls from evil Uncle Chuckle's mouth, Pat Robertson. By the way, so yeah, he was giving advice to a woman pleading for help on how to forgive her husband for cheating on her.
Right.
Right. We have the crunchy audio goodness.
He writes in and says, I've been trying to forgive my husband for cheating on me. We've gone to counseling, but I just can't seem to forgive, nor can I trust. God says to forgive, but it's been so hard to do. I want to forgive so we can get on with our lives.
Here's the secret.
Okay.
And this is the secret. Stop talking about the cheating. He cheated on you. Well, he's a man. Okay. So what you do is begin to focus on why you married him in the first place, on what he does good. Does he provide a home for you to live in? Does he provide food for you to eat?
Does he provide a home
for you to live in? Does he provide clothes for you to wear? Is he nice to the children? Do you have a happy family? Does he take the kids to sporting events? Does he go out and watch their little league games? Does he share with you stuff that's going on? And is he handsome? You know, what is it? Start focusing on those things and essentially fall in love with him all over again.
Aww. Wow.
Isn't that precious? Is he handsome? You big wildebeest? You're lucky someone picked cows? You're lucky someone married you?
And later on he said, you know, he basically told the woman to tart it up a bit. You know, make
right.
yourself attractive.
Right, he said it was your fault, yeah. You ugly biatch.
Make yourself attractive.
He said make your home more enticing and then he won't.
Clearly, you're not enticing enough for
him. Yeah. Right. Because you have crappy taste in furniture,
right?
That makes him stray.
Shut your yappy little pie hole, you big whore. Seriously, that's the other thing. Does he provide a home for you? Does he? You know, not one woman with a job?
What?
Women with jobs?
Stephanie, where's your man providing your home for you?
It's so romantic when you treat me like a prostitute, honey. Just say thanks for the house and the food, you big...
He actually...
You big load.
He continued.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did. Oh, we do have more audio. Thank you.
Well, you know, men have a tendency to wander. It just comes with the territory. It's a woman's job to lie back and take it, and, of course, remain faithful to her husband, lest she be called a harlot and be tossed in the lake of fire. And, of course, it's a woman's job to look attractive for her man. Now, how can you expect a man not to wander when his woman can't be bothered to have Botox injections and breast implants to keep him interested? And, of course, had dinner, a cocktail ready for him after a hard day of keeping you in Lord and Taylor outfits by the sweat of his brow. And just have the decency to keep your yap shut about his dalliances. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is the guy that's Gazericky, right? But this is right. This is the family values. Really? That's it? He's a guy? Get out. All right, he's a guy.
It.
Yikes.
He's got a stray.
A chick. So
haven't
hysterical.
You, haven't you watched Mad Men? I mean,
what's the matter with you? He went on to say, I love this part. He also recommended she reach out to him and touch his face and hold his hand. Yeah, I would.
Wow.
I'd be like, listen, come here. I gotta, I just want to tell you something.
Shove both thumbs into his eye sockets.
Come here, sweetie. Come here.
Like Rutger Hauer in Blade Runner.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yes. He also he advised to look him in the eyes and talk to him. Oh, I would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Look him in the eyes just
look
before you
pull
him out of
the... thumbs.
Go on, make his eyeballs go pop.
I just do eyes. I did yours.
But you praying, oh, God, keep me from hating him for what he did when he was with that stripper in that hotel room 10 years ago.
What?
And I'll never forgive him kind of thing.
That seemed a little specific.
Wow. 10 years ago.
That stripper in that hotel room.
Shut your naggy pie hole about the strippers and the hookers in the hotel room.
What if he
whatever.
Is?
He's a man. Hmm.
That sounds like Pat Robertson has said that to his wife before.
Yeah.
Imagine the glory of being Mrs. Robertson. Shut up. I'm a preacher. Whatever. Got a hypocrite. Blah, blah, blah.
You want to burn a lake of fire, you harlot? Shut your pie hole.
You're the stupid. Stop talking about it. He is. Oh, he's just spectacular.
Oh.
Yeah, they played some other audio from the past. I didn't see none, and that was basically it. That was if you weren't such an ugly biatch, you know.
What did the right winger have to say about this that you were on with?
I don't even know. I'm not even sure there was someone that to defend him. Oh, there was probably a psychologist that was like, "Oh, men are men; they can't control themselves." I'm like, "Really? What? They're just giant penises that just are inadvertently attached to a man? That can't
they're just
control?
All id,
right?"
And of course, women never strike.
Well, as you recall,
never happens.
Yeah, as you recall, Newt Gingrich.
Right.
Cited his country.
Yeah.
His
patriotism.
Right.
Right. Because he had to work so hard on behalf of America.
That's right. That he.
He had a giant patriotic wandering penis that just could not. It had to, you know, it was patriotic. It had to see as much of America as possible.
Right.
It's like the large angry in the Woody Allen film, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex. Large angry boob that was a.
Did I see that movie?
Yeah,
I don't think
it was the giant patriotic penis that was a.
Marauding.
Yes, marauding.
Or marauding, she would say. Here, well.
I was going to say that.
I'm glad I said it for you.
Giant marauding patriotic penis. Thank you, Newt. On behalf of all of us, thank you. His penis. It just you know, because how can you govern if your penis has not seen enough of America to know what's what and who's who?
Exactly.
All right.
No, I suspect you might need an electron microscope to find his. Just,
well, just. We don't know that. We're just saying. Okay. Let's get back to scandals, impeachment. All right. The IRS thing, as we've said, somebody was saying this morning, it's more understandable because who doesn't hate the IRS? Like
right.
Everybody. There is no there.
Well,
there just
right.
Isn't.
I think the thing that's freaking people out, though, is that the IRS does have the power to do something like this.
Well, yeah. But
right.
The thing is that they need to get a new guy in there, head of the IRS, who will change the wording for the 501c4
right.
back to the original, which is exclusively social welfare,
right.
Not exclusive-ish,
right.
Exclusive-oid.
Right, and to me, this is part of the pattern of the Republicans saying, what's going on over there? There's the leadership, and it's like, because there's no acting director,
right.
You are obstructing every sand. That's
right.
That's the thing that's in the weeds that most Americans don't understand,
right.
Is that they are obstructing to unbelievably unprecedented levels. Everybody.
Yeah.
The president has tried to, whether it's judicial nominees
why can't he get anything done? Look, he's not getting anything done.
Right.
Why
right.
can't he do that?
Right.
It's like someone's stopping him from doing it or something.
Yes. And that's what the report said. It was ineffective management that they didn't have the right guidance. This was not Watergate. As we said again yesterday, Nixon planted someone at the IRS
right.
himself and directed them who to audit. This is not even close to that. All right. We'll talk about that much more as we continue 29 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Okay, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Talking about the IRS. Robert in Albuquerque on the Tea Party Palooza yesterday. Hello, Robert.
Well, on behalf of the giant marauding penises of the world, I object to your conclusions about the Right Reverend Robertson.
Right.
And actually, I look forward to the day when giant marauding vaginas take over the world.
Right, but, right.
I
think I saw that movie.
We're getting ready. We're in the batter's box. Go ahead.
Anyway, the Kabuki Theater that was Rand Paul yesterday, oh, my goodness. You know, the fact is that the IRS can do what they want when they want, and it wasn't illegal at all by looking into the doings of these obviously political organizations. You know, my only complaint is that they should have rejected many of these organizations out of hand, not just that Democratic Women's Organization from Maine.
That's what makes this, again, no they're there. Nobody was denied tax-exempt status on the right. Only one group on the left, a Democratic group, as you just said. So, once again, where's the scandal here?
And
exactly?
If you have party in the name of your organization, that pretty much implies it's a political organization. And therefore, not eligible for tax-exempt status.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, the SodaStream, they're the bomb. My daughter sounded just like that that little boy
right
on there with
wow. Yeah, it's like an eighth grade science fair project and a soda maker all in one.
Thanks honey
as we've been saying, I'm trying, and I do understand, again, do we need someone in charge there and to have better filters? Yes.
Yeah.
But what, again, where was the story when the Bush administration was targeting the NAACP and Greenpeace and all that? Just, again, no story. Double standard. The president yesterday.
We've got to make sure that it is doing its job scrupulously and without even a hint of bias.
So appoint somebody.
Yeah, I love this. We had this little the Tea Party thing yesterday. So the members of the Tea Party are saying they feel a new justification for their claims of government overreach and big government. And you knew that's what they were going to see. We talked. Representative Michelle Bachmann.
God. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Could reflect a greater undercurrent of political misdeeds being carried out by the federal government. Yes, see what I mean? See?
It's just a slippery slope. Thing, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's
She specifically cited the president's health care law. There you go.
Of course.
Yes. She said, knowing it's the IRS who would be the enforcing mechanism for this new entitlement program of Obamacare. It's very important to ask, and now it's reasonable to ask, could there be a potential political implications of access to health care, denial of health care?
Oh,
will that happen
up.
Based on a person's political beliefs or their religiously held beliefs?
Oh, God.
She says no.
What an idiot.
She said those questions would have been considered out of bounds a week ago.
Well, they
and
still
they
are.
Still are. Because you are.
You are an idiot.
Yeah, that's right. The IRS is going to deny you health care because you're...
Sure.
Christian. What? Bachmann even floated the notion of impeachment during the event, saying what happened at the IRS was a scandal worse than anybody?
Watergate.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Watergate! Not even as bad as Watergate. Worse than.
It wasn't a scandal at all. Some groups are denied... Right. Tax-exempt status because they weren't, by the definition, tax. They were
right.
They involved
yes.
in
politics,
which is
not according to the Tea Party caller that called yesterday. He said politics was never discussed at his Tea Party gatherings ever.
Sure.
It was the polite chipmunks discussing actual tea, Earl Grey or mint.
After you. Oh no, you first. Thank you.
Mm. She said, as I've been home in my district, there hasn't been a weekend that's gone by without someone saying, Michelle, what in the world are you all waiting for in Congress? Why aren't you impeaching the president?
Really? What kind of people does she hang out with?
Really? The kind of yahoos in your district? Really? Okay. Senator Rand Paul, echoing what the boner said, someone needs to be able to respond. Someone needs to be imprisoned. Who do we have? Where is Rand Paul? Here it is. Yeah. Rand Paul, yesterday at the Tea Party thing.
Someone needs to be held responsible.
Right.
Someone needs to be imprisoned. Someone needs to be prosecuted.
Right.
The resignation is a step in the right direction, but we need to find out who wrote this policy, who approved this policy, and they need to be held accountable.
Really? Hmm. Someone needs to be in prison.
501C4. For... All right.
All right.
All right.
Marcel in Washington on this story. Hello, Marcel.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
First of all, I've been a long-time fan. I remember getting in a car. I rented one time in L.A., and I heard this woman say, and I was raised by wolves.
That's right. Actually, abandoned by wolves, raised by Republicans,
abandoned,
but thank you.
Raised
thank
by
you.
Republicans, yes. Yeah, and I've yes. been listening whenever I could ever since. Anyway, the whole story about the 501c4s. Acorn was a 501c4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When it went down in 9 and 10, then people went throughout the conservative community telling them that they could set up little mini acorns. And what they did was they said Acorn was a 501c4, but they didn't tell them anything else. Like
right.
it was benevolent and it helped people in poor communities. They didn't say any of that. They just said it was a 501c4. And most hate is fueled by love, misdirected. And everyone liked the model of Acorn, how effective it was with relatively no money.
Right.
And so people ran around on the right and tried to set up these 501c4s, missing everything else.
Yeah.
They flooded the IRS
well,
with these requests.
And Marcel,
and that's what happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely, I mean, you raise a really good point. Someone else talked about this. When you talk about targeting organizations, as you know, Acorn is gone. And as you also alluded to, they did a lot of other things
right.
besides voter registration in terms of, you know, the social aspect of what those groups are supposed to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They did a lot of other things. Yeah, and that, but that really is what fueled this. And if you take a look at the trajectory of 501c4s, they rose exponentially after the Acorn thing broke.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know,
they need to change the wording back to what it originally was.
They're gone because of the felonious James O'Keefe and his, the way he edited that tape that was completely
right.
a fraud. About, you know, maybe dressed in a pimp hat. And,
yeah.
I mean, that whole, God. Don't get me started.
Anyone fell for that.
Yeah, I know. Tony in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. And he didn't go in there looking like that. He shot it elsewhere,
right.
so it looked like he walked in like that. Tony in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Oh,
I've had,
I can only
I've
imagine.
I've been unemployed now for 2 years, thanks largely to the economy George Bush left us.
Yeah.
It's given me time. But I just want to say... I'm in Virginia, Central Virginia. I live in the middle of Tea Party country.
Right.
And believe me, the Tea Party is nothing but a political promotion group. They're having a major convention down here right now or some sort of planning meeting.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, as far as Virginia is concerned, the Tea Party at the grassroots level, I know you know this, and a lot of people probably know this, they control Republican politics. I mean, Virginia went for Obama in the last election, yet I completely expect our governor, who's going to be elected this year, to be Ken Cinciello Cuccinelli.
Right.
And, you know, he makes our current governor look, Republican governor, look like Rachel Maddow.
Yes. Transvaginal Bob, right.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the problem is they have such tight control politically over this party, it doesn't matter. You know, who else is out there? It doesn't matter if there's such a thing as a moderate Republican. Even if they're elected to the office, they can't do anything within their party.
Yep. I hear you. The president yesterday talking about the IRS.
It is just simply unacceptable for there to even be a hint of partisanship or ideology when it comes to the application of our tax laws.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, exactly. Ask the NAACP. Or maybe that church out here in Pasadena.
Sure.
That had the audacity to talk about war being not something Jesus would be for.
That's crazy communist talk.
Yeah, yeah. The president again.
I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG report had been leaked through the press.
Yeah, I mean, obviously what we just covered, the breaking news this morning about the Benghazi emails, mm-hmm. as now it's been proven, CBS News just reporting last night, it came from Republicans.
That's right.
These emails that were designed, deliberately designed to make the president look bad, and you know, by releasing all of them, he once again proved the point. So this is like... Once again, this was not directed by the White House, but they don't believe it. I've just never seen somebody show the office of president such blatant disrespect.
Yeah.
They go into it assuming he's lying, even when it can be proven through email chains or whatever that he's not. All right, so more on the IRS thing as we continue. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Steffi.
Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug at Muskrat Land, and they shear me.
Steffi.
Starts to giggle. Looks like Muskrat love.
Really? Really?
Really?
Why?
Wow. Happy Friday.
Yeah? Okay, 50 minutes after the hour.
Here it comes.
Why?
Those like muskrats in the east side of Chicago, buddy?
Sounds more like muskrat gastrointestinal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Muskrat bathtub farts.
Do muskrats take baths?
I don't know.
All right. This hour, they may not be happy about it, but brought to you by TheraBreath Mouth Wetting Lozenges. Pop a great-tasting mandarin mint. TheraBreath Lozenge helps stop that uncomfortable dry mouth fast. TheraBreath Mouth Wetting Lozenges, available at Target, Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores. Okay, I can do that. That was me. My lips, huh? Talented. It's the weirdest song ever.
Yeah.
What
wow.
was the matter with the 70s? Let's discuss.
Was it the captain or the Tennille's fault?
Came up with that idea.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it was the ensign.
Were they drunk, high, what? Here's what I thought would be funny. What do you think of that? And then they just laughed their asses off.
I know. Muskrats in love. Huh?
His captain's hat fell off. That's hilarious.
Wow.
Ron in Chicago, you're on the
How 70. High do you have to be? To
wow. wow.
Good
Hello,
morning.
Ron.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Go ahead.
One of the tidbits from yesterday's little circus on Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
one of the first questions from a reporter, Michelle Bachmann, threw one of the lawyers in front of the microphones, and he asked if they weren't all political groups. And, of course, the lawyer answered, no, they're not political. They're just interested in public policy and legislation.
Ah.
And my
political.
Head rattled with that answer.
Bugga,
politics.
Yeah.
Politics. That's like the very definition of politics.
Wow. You
yeah.
should be disbarred for that.
Exactly.
Huh, okay.
Where do you hear that from? OJ's old lawyer?
Yeah, it's not illegal to break into a car and get your stuff back.
You can break into somewhere with a gun, get your stuff
sure.
back.
Happens all the time.
Right. Connie in Florida. Hey, Connie, welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, well, all this talk about Benghazi and stuff, it's getting so irritating. We have got a really good president that's got the American people's interest at heart. And do they, these Tea Party people, do they think that we're so stupid we can't see through them? They're trying to find anything, make up stuff, because they have to. They can't find anything to criticize him about, because he's a good man. So they have to make up stuff like this Benghazi thing. This is a treasonous act against our president.
Yeah.
In another country, in another year of our country, in the past, these people would have been going to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And starting with Boehner.
Do I need to hear Dick Cheney open his crooked, creepy mouth anymore on this? Really? I mean, speaking of treason, outing a CIA agent during wartime is treason,
mm-hmm.
period.
Yes. There's been so many of these things, and they don't call it what it is, you know. And they don't have, you know, when you're in politics and you don't have the fiduciary responsibility in your heart to do what's best for the American people, that's a treasonous act.
Yep, absolutely.
It is.
Yep.
And Boehner, for instance, the way he did with the deficit and made our credit rating go down because he was refusing to respect our president. I thought that he was going to be ripped out of that chair and thrown in the street.
Connie, no, we said that at the time. I think that borders on treason. Terrorists could not dream of doing to our economy what we've done to ourselves with the debt ceiling stuff, the credit downgrade, and now the sequestration. Mm-hmm. They could not have thought of anything better.
I'm just impressed you could pronounce fiduciary this early on a Friday morning.
Nicely done. All right. Yeah, this is the thing. It's just they misunderstand. I love this. Who's this new Republican representative, Trey Riddell?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Along with his fellow Republican Marco Rubio, he seems to consider himself a bit of a hip-hop scholar.
Oh, come on. Really?
So technically, this would have been my segment in other hip-hop news.
In other hip-hop news.
The House freshman explained his love of the musical genre, specifically pointing to Public Enemy as an example of a conservative message that reminds him of the ongoing scandals in D.C.
What?
Yeah, let's get Chuck D. on
Chuck
the phone.
Chuck D. with, yeah.
Who did one of the original shows on Air America with Rachel Maddow.
Right.
Yeah, let's... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
He cited Public Enemy's classic, Fight the Power, because the song, quote, if you really get down to it in many ways, really reflects the conservative message of having a heavy-handed federal government... That's not what it's about. It's a call, it was a call to action for black Americans to stand up against inherently racist institutions. Right.
Yeah.
Please. Please. Wow. I don't... How long before Chuck D's going to go, nah. No, man.
Hell no.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. Let's go to Sue in Rockville. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too.
I need a tiny bit extra time today. I have two different stories. One is Happy Clappy and one is Rand Paul. Oh. Which would you like first?
I'll always start with Happy Clappy. Go ahead.
Okay, so Bar Babies 1 and 2, who are almost 10 and almost 6, are really into riddles. So my daughter gives them the classic riddle, which I think you three know, which is, you know, a young boy and his dad are in a terrible car accident. The father is killed. The son is rushed to an operating room. The surgeon goes over to the patient, looks down and says, I can't operate on this boy. It's my son. How is that possible? Do you know this riddle?
No.
Okay, the traditional answer is the surgeon is a woman.
Right.
Oh!
It's the old women can be doctors thing.
Okay.
We've been doing that since my daughters were small.
Right.
So she asks the two bar babies, and they look at each other, and the light bulb goes on, and they went, of course, he has two dads.
Ah.
So
children are the future.
We are all about equality and marriage equality, but not so much on women's rights yet.
Yeah.
I believe the children are the future.
And both of them, they have female pediatricians, they have female dentists, and still they said, oh, two dads.
Also a good
now,
answer.
The other thing, Steph, is do know who's supposed to go to jail on this. That's Rand Paul.
Right.
He's been committing Medicare
just
and Medicare
for that hair alone. Pardon me?
Well, no, that's true, but Medicare fraud, this guy is a phony credentialed doctor. He invented his own. He couldn't get accredited through the legitimate American Board of Ophthalmology.
Right.
He created his own.
His own
made
board.
Himself the president, his wife the vice president, and has collected hundreds of thousands of dollars from the federal government.
It's part of his libertarian paradise, where if an eye surgeon wants to operate on you with a rusty spoon, let the market decide.
I believe he should be investigated, and perhaps he should go to jail.
Right. All right. There you go. Thank you, Sue. Maybe he should be imprisoned. Just saying. Why do you need regulation? That's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Let the market decide if people want any sort of, I don't know.
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia or antiseptic instruments when their eyes are being operated on. Whatever. Okay.
I'm glad I didn't get LASIK with a rusty spoon.
Raj in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Raj.
Hey, Stephanie. The Republican Party, you know, all the pundits say they will become obsolete and all. But if you look at the real facts, a matter of fact, they have been obsolete the last 3 years. See, nobody wants to brag themselves to be a Republican. All they want to say is teabagger. So the brand named Republican Party is finished. You know?
Right. They went extinct and no one told them.
That's right.
You are mastodons. I don't know. All right, 58.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right.
With the little arms.
Right, little tiny arms. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. everybody. It's John Buglesang for Fridays with Buglesang next hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. All right. Friday fun stack, because I have to.
Okay.
Gawker brings us the story of a police call to free grown-ass man stuck in high chair at McDonald's.
Oh. Wow. It
took three police officers to safely extract an adult McDonald's patron from a toddler's high chair in which he had somehow managed to get himself stuck. The Cork, Ireland resident was enjoying a late dinner when he spontaneously decided to see if the McDonald's baby seats could comfortably sustain...
I know what I do. I sit in this chair and see if I fit. Oh, I don't.
...could sustain an adult-sized derriere.
Bandit. Couldn't.
Witnesses say alcohol may have played a factor. In Ireland?
God, that's ridiculous. That could never happen.
The man was apparently found dining alone, but it says it's unclear if he had arrived solo, quote, or his friends had left him after this. His practical jokes went wrong.
And he's been diagnosed as being thick as two planks, as they say in Ireland.
Thick as two planks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so we got the answer to that question. No.
No.
In a related story.
Fit your fat adult ass in a toddler's high chair at McDonald's. Yes, sir.
Lindsay Lohan is getting fat because of Adderall withdrawal.
Yes.
I heard that. That's in Celebrity Stat coming late. She's gained 5 pounds. That's because that's what a lot of people use Adderall for, is to lose weight.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. She says she needed it to keep focused. You know, like
what?
Presumably
Sorry,
focused on her next felony.
Sorry, were you saying something?
What?
Hmm? What?
Okay. All right.
Somebody talking?
What? Anger management stack.
Okay.
We have a lot of angry douches in this country.
Tell me about it.
Georgia man burns down neighbor's house over unkempt lawn.
Oh,
that seems a bit rash.
An Atlanta man being sought after police after he allegedly set fire to his neighbor's lawn over the state, neighbor's house over the state of his lawn. Philip Roger Bennett. According to his neighbor, Marty Corbett, the whole thing started about a week ago. Bennett showed up at his home to complain about his unkempt grass. He slapped me across the face and said, mow your grass.
Oh,
my grass is too tall for him. I was going to cut it today, and then he set fire to my house.
Hmm.
According to Corbett, Bennett was a pretty good neighbor until last week.
Yeah.
Until he burned my house down. Until last week when he just went complete psycho.
Mm-hmm.
He went mental, I must say.
He went all mental, I must say. And now he'd be going mental in prison.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. This is kind of a disgusting one.
Uh-oh.
But we see a lot of road rage out here in
yeah.
L.A. Lotion squirted during road rage incident.
Even
Let's just
happens.
Hope it was lotion.
Yeah. Is there quotation marks around lotion in there?
Merrimack, New Hampshire police say a road rage incident led to one driver squirting another with suntan lotion.
Uh-huh.
Police say a woman honked her horn when the car in front of her didn't move as the traffic light turned green. Driver ahead of her, William Farrell, got out of his car at the next intersection and squirted suntan lotion at her through an open window.
Well, could be worse.
Could be raining. I don't know. Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right, then. Scandal. Back to Scandalpalooza. The president talking about the IRS.
We will be
non-scandal.
Putting in new leadership that will be able to make sure that following up on the IG audit, that we gather up all the facts, that we hold accountable those who have taken these outrageous actions.
Yes, the acting director was, actually when this happened, it was the Bush appointee
right.
that was in
right.
charge, just FYI, mm-hmm. GTK, make a note of it. And then there wasn't a new one because the Republicans obstructed it. And scene. Okay, Representative Pelosi.
Those who engaged in this behavior were wrong and must be held accountable for their actions, regardless of political affiliation or bias.
Travis, might you send her some TheraBreath mouthful of lozenges?
She actually had a lozenge in her mouth, and she was sucking mm-hmm. on it while giving that statement.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yes. She needs to take a little nappy.
Yeah.
She needs to take a sick day. All right. So we covered pretty much the IRS thing last hour, but again.
I don't understand what they did wrong. They were going after people who were claiming
right.
tax-exempt status who
right.
didn't deserve it.
Right.
I mean, it's not outrageous. Right. It's not illegal what they did. It
right.
all hinges on changing the wording
and
back.
This argument about, both sides do it, both sides, we have to be fair and balanced on both sides. It's 85% of the 501c4 money went to Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happened. This is what we said. Remember after Citizens United, everyone's like, the unions have a lot of No, they do not. This is exactly what happened. There was an explosion of these Tea Party groups that mm-hmm. were all, please, they're not political.
It's right there in the name, Tea Party, as in political party.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. The other, by the way, so the other big breaking news we just did last hour, it's, you would not never have seen this coming. It was Republicans that leaked these Benghazi emails that were deliberately designed to make the White House look bad. Huh. And the White House faced them by releasing the actual emails. By the way, inside the latest Benghazi emails, no one knew much of anything, which is exactly what they said. The U.S. intelligence community, 4 days after the attacks, knew very little about who did it, how it happened, whether it was planned or not, according to 100 pages of internal emails. So again, there was not this whole plot and malfeasance and conspiracy that the Republicans have alleged.
No one knows anything, as William Goldman said.
Yeah. What they show are internal divisions, which is just what John Dean and others, John Dean told us yesterday. It's a turf war between CIA and state.
Mm-hmm.
Emails released by the White House on Wednesday, this is in the New York Times, revealed a fierce internal jostling over the government's official talking points in the aftermath of the Benghazi attacks, not only between the state and the CIA, but at the highest levels of the CIA. The 100 pages of emails showed a disagreement between David Petraeus, the then director of the CIA, and his deputy over how much to disclose in the talking points. In recent days, these emails have been selectively and inaccurately read out to the media, said a White House spokesman yesterday. He said by releasing them, the White House had shown that the drafting process was focused on providing the facts as we knew them based on the best information available at the time and protecting an ongoing investigations. The president yesterday talking about Benghazi. The president yesterday.
We also need Congress to work with us to provide the resources and new authorities so we can fully implement all of the recommendations of the Accountability Review Board.
See, this is why we were saying yesterday it's never enough. Yeah. It is never enough for Republicans. Literally, after these were released, Republicans welcomed the release of the email, saying they confirmed that the administration had airbrushed its account of the attack. No, they don't. That's what I mean. It doesn't matter what they release. They're going to go, oh, well, see?
See, we told you. We told you 2 plus 2 equals 17. You didn't believe us.
What the emails clearly showed is that intelligence officials, not political advisors, drove the debate over the talking points, period. The president yesterday.
I directed the Defense Department to ensure that our military can respond lightning quick in times of crisis. But we're not going to be able to do this alone. We're going to need Congress as a partner.
Yes, and they've always been so helpful right up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were saying earlier, the Mother Jones story pointing out that obviously this was deliberate. It's because the Republicans found nothing there, no there, as we've said forever, that they decided, let's try to make this up, and it just blew up in their face. They selectively tried to leak things and alter them to, who was it, ABC?
That's right.
Jake Tapper, and anyway. All right.
Actually, Jake Tapper works for CNN now. It's Jonathan Carl.
Right.
It's ABC.
Right.
Yes.
Representative Jason Chavez, Republican of Utah, yesterday.
The only thing that the White House spokesperson has is credibility. There is nobody at this point that believes the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, that these were merely stylistic changes.
God. Really? I mean, what more? It's 100 pages of emails. Go read them.
Yeah.
Okay. Queen Bee in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Queen Bee.
Hi, y'all.
Go ahead.
Hello, sexy Chris.
Hey, Queen Bee.
This Pat Robertson thing, if I have to play second fiddle, I ain't playing in the band.
There you go.
Oh, you,
there you go. Your husband's cheating.
You would never play second fiddle to me, Queen Bee.
I don't play second fiddle to anybody, baby. And I got one other thing. This transparency thing and national security and all that. I live in East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And Oak Ridge is in my back door. Mm-hmm. You know, they developed the atom bomb in Oak Ridge.
That's right.
And heaven only knows what's going on over there now. However, I don't need to know that. There's a lot of things that we do not need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Well, no, I mean, in this leak, Queen Bee, it obviously was serious. I mean, it obviously, you know, this is what they were talking about, is that Americans were in harm's way.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, honey. The president, by the way. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Give me the president talking about the AP.
I make no apologies, and I don't think the American people would expect me as commander-in-chief not to be concerned about information that might compromise their missions or might get them killed.
Mm-hmm. Think the Republicans would have had anything to say if that would have happened? He said that a balance should be struck between national security interests and the freedom of the press. in response to, obviously, the question about the Justice Department decision to subpoena the phone records of the Associated Press. Leaks related to national security can put people at risk. They can put men and women in uniform that I've sent into the battlefield at risk. U.S. national security is dependent on those folks being able to operate with confidence that folks back home have their backs. So they're not just left out there high and dry. Obama said he made no apologies for being concerned about national security, but that the free flow of information was important to him as well. Obama rebuffed a comparison between his governing style and that of President Nixon. And I got to say, I trust John Dean on a lot of this stuff because this is not some crazy liberal, if you'll recall.
Right?
He was in the Nixon White House.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys engage in those comparisons. He said you can read the history and draw your own conclusions. That's what I said on CNN. Pick up a history book, for God's sakes. It's like none of these things are even like vaguely close to what Nixon did.
Mm-hmm.
FYI. Okay. Let me take another quick one. Thank you. Thank you. Nixon. Judy in New York.
Good morning,
sweetie.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Bonjour, Monsieur Lavoie.
Bonjour, Madame Judy.
Guten Morgen, Herr Ward.
Wow.
Wow.
We got the entire Rosetta Stone catalog here.
Absolutely. Hey, look, you know what? It's been a real long week. And the thing that sticks out the most is what Bonehead Boehner said about who should be going to jail.
Who's going to jail?
You know who should go to jail? All these cockroaches that are collecting $174,000 a year sitting on their asses doing nothing.
Right.
There you go.
Stealing from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Spending, really, for the 37th time to repeal Obamacare. Really? That's what you spent our time and tax dollars and money on yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour.
Do another patchouli.
I did. I spittled on myself. I was hoping no one noticed.
Uh-huh. I saw it.
All right. I'm at that point in my career. I need a drool cup. 18 minutes after the hour, right
that
back.
That was great on Current TV.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by SodaStream. We love it. Let's go to Catherine in California on our good friend Louis Gohmert, who is really such a Gohmert. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Right.
I just wanted to talk about the hearing yesterday when he told the Attorney General that, the FBI never listened to Putin and Russia and they could have stopped this and all this nonsense. And finally, after all the disrespect, the Attorney General, told him basically everything he just said was not true and there's no way that he would know. And Louis Gohmert went absolutely apoplectic and said, "You've cast aspersions on my asparagus."
Yes.
And I need a personal privilege. And I listened to Randy Rose and she said, "Oh my God, you were rude to my rutabaga. You lied to my lentil. You slandered my celery."
Yeah, I thought I heard that wrong. I'm like, is that a joke? Did he actually say you cast aspersions on my asparagus?
No, he said it. He said it. I watched it and she said, "Was that a colloquialism? I can't find it." I mean, this guy is so, I don't know. Are they all homeschooled in Texas?
I don't know. I don't know. It's always Gohmert time there.
My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert.
This administration has so many Muslim Brotherhood members that have influence.
Louis Gohmert time, when his IQ is not high, he should shush right up, cause he's not a real bright guy. With his future has come, he's got Muslims on his mind. Have a drink every time, he says Benghazi, you'll stay drunk all the time. If your daddy's rich, he'll suck up like he should. If your daddy's black, you're in the Muslim Brotherhood. In the house he whines, we go fishing for a crime. We're always happy, cause we're living our right-wing philosophy.
Hang on. There we go. All right. Thank you. Hey, you're being a f*** hole to my arugula.
Maybe he has asparagus syndrome.
Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning. Wow. This is the way to start the day. Stephanie's lovely face on my screen and her melodious voice in my ear.
What?
Don't go overboard.
Oh, you, listen, you had your phone sex with Aunt, with Queen Bee.
You're right.
I almost said Aunt Bee.
Yeah, I know.
That's different. Chris, who wants some pie?
And you.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm over. You okay? All right.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
All right.
Yeah. I was wondering, I know I never get it from the right-wing psychopath media, but is there any point where the mainstream media is going to finally have their boy who cried wolf moment? I mean, how many times has this been where they, you know, there's all this storm and drang about something, and it turns out to be nothing, and this is the latest case. I mean, again, will they at least take a breath and investigate a little bit more before they follow what the psychopaths babble about?
Well, this is why they had to try and, leak these Benghazi emails that were incorrect. And then, you know, that blew up in their face because there was no there, so that a lino will manufacture a there.
But
I mean, just stop already. Why don't you get to work? Why don't you undo the sequester and stop wasting time repealing Obamacare and help implement it?
Well, now, and that falls on us now. We have to, I've said over and over again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we have to get, in this midterm coming up, we have to give the man a sane Congress. He is not a king. So all of you guys who, you know, vote in the political, you know, the presidential season, say, okay, I've done my job. Now, President Obama, get everything done. Have it done in time for the new season of Dancing with the Stars. You got to give him some help. We won't have to go through this crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you got to give Boner a break. He's got more important things to worry about, and that's who's going to jail.
My question is, who's going to jail? Who's going to jail? Who's going to jail?
Oh, boy.
Fabulous. Okay. It's really? And then there was Rand Paul said the same thing. Someone needs to be imprisoned. It's just awesome.
Really?
Right? Really? In the IRS thing? Really?
Drama queen.
Yeah, they really are. Lindsey Graham may need to move and make a little room on his fainting couch.
Yeah.
For a little snuggle. Little reach
two-seater.
Around. Little reach around, little spoon. Okay, 29.
Ew, there's an image.
Right? Is Lindsey Graham's fainting couch a two-seater? Who knows? 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Are you drunk?
I'm hammered and I highly recommend it.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, we spend most of our time here at the Stephanie Miller Show either looking at cat videos or dog videos. And in this case, this morning's was if people were cats or dogs.
Yes.
It's very funny.
It was very cute. I'll post it up on your
on my Facebook page.
Yes.
It's adorable. Okay. Every now and again, somebody writes an article about a dog that makes you cry and send it to all your dog-loving friends that also makes them cry.
Oh, this is that thing you made me print out for you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Megan Dahm, who I also want to date and kiss and marry, along with Mike Tomosky, one of my favorite new writers.
Does she know this?
No, she's married to a man.
Okay.
Anyway. Details. Don't bother me. She wrote, in the LA Times yesterday, the gift of a great dog. Oh, we have to post, you have to post this, too,
right,
up on our Facebook page. But, this is because you think I'm you think I'm a freak, but that's okay. Rex, because she just lost her dog, Rex.
Oh.
Rex, who was my baby, my companion, my muse, my partner. Don't think for a second I don't know how sad that sounds. There's a particular kind of single woman, hello, whose relationship with her dog has a level of intensity and affection that may be both the cause and the result of her singleness. For a long time, I was that woman. In my life so far, I've never felt more in tune with another living thing. If Rex could have talked, we'd have finished each other's sentences. Then I met my husband, and he loved Rex, too. And though I stopped being that particular kind of single woman, we became a particular kind of couple, the kind for whom their dog is their child. Yes. When people say, they're like your child, I'm like, no, they're not like my children. They are my children. Right, Max and Fred? I leave the TV on for them. Hi, Max. How are you? So handsome. Okay. The kind that talks to their dog in such a way that people who have actual children make fun of them in the car on the way home. But we didn't care. Rex was our Zen master, our couple's therapy dog. Even when we weren't sure how we felt about each other, there was never any doubt that we were going to love him down to the nub. through that. They say if you're lucky enough, you'll get one really great dog in your life. Other dogs may do their jobs in their own unique and perfectly wonderful ways, but there will always be that dog that no dog will replace. The dog that will make you cry even years after it's been gone for more years than it could ever have lived. I have now had that dog. That is at once the most beautiful and most awful thought in the world. Okay. What? Stop looking at me like that, cat people. Okay, let's go.
I love my kitties. They're listening to me right now.
Walton, South Dakota.
Hey, Jazz, people. Hey, Booch.
Cat people don't hate dogs, but dog people hate cats.
No.
That's why they...
No.
Yes, that's why they find themselves as dog people.
I have faked affection for cats.
Yeah, exactly. Before you sneeze your head off.
Right. Well, I'm allergic.
Sure.
Walton.
That's the excuse they all use.
Yeah. It was very nice to them. Walton, South Dakota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Hello.
Boy, it sure is nice to see a liberal program on television, I'll tell you.
Ain't that something?
I watch a lot that keep saying they are, but they're not.
Yeah, but you know what, Walt? I don't even understand these labels anymore, because as you know, John Dean was our guest yesterday, and he... He's a Republican. He worked in the Nixon White House, and he's,
I know.
He, yes. Shares our thoughts on all of these, quote-unquote, non-scandals, but anyway.
But what I had to say is, it doesn't seem like, or it does seem like this is kind of a pretty close story with story about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks,
mm-hmm.
and you don't hear anything on the so-called liberal media about that.
Right.
Fact that they're the same thing, and nobody, they didn't raise a big fuss when Julian Assange got arrested and
Exactly. Or when George Bush was doing warrantless wiretapping. Pick any of them. Butch in Pennsylvania. Hi, Butch.
How are you going?
Good.
I wanted to talk to you about Benghazi. Everybody keeps saying that there's no there.
Right. Right.
Who gave the stand down order?
Oh, for God's sakes. Really? Really? Is that we're going? Have you read the 100 pages of emails? Because I have.
Well, good. Tell me, who gave the stand down order?
There was not a stand down order. Do we really?
Where did you get that information that there was a stand down order?
Fox News.
Right.
The Navy SEAL was killed. What was he doing when he was killed?
Who?
The Navy SEAL, the ex Navy SEAL, that was on top of the building that was killed in Benghazi.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
What was he doing when he was killed?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
He was painting a target.
Oh, come on.
What?
Where did you hear that?
Where did you hear that? Is that in the...
Painting a target for who to do what?
I heard it from his father.
Okay, he was painting a target.
His father wasn't there.
I'm sorry, but no, explain what you mean. He was painting a target for who to do what?
Well, why do you paint a target? For his boss.
You have got to be completely
kidding me. Wait a minute. So you think...
Kidding me.
So wait... Because Obama was going to call an airstrike on the embassy to kill our own ambassador?
Obama couldn't because he was sleeping. Nobody talked to this guy the whole time. Why are you
I thought the president was watching the video live. And
yes, while he was sleeping.
Right.
And the Marine was painting a target on the building.
Seriously, explain
that
this
Marines
to me.
Will do.
The Navy SEAL painting a target for what reason?
For airstrikes.
By who?
So
by who?
Our military.
So our own drones took out the embassies, are you saying?
Told that they
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So somebody had to give a stand down order.
Nobody.
Okay, but why would we bomb our own consulate?
I didn't say that we were going to bomb the consulate.
Well, you said he was painting a target for our military to strike.
Dead air.
This is a test. This is a test of the right-wing troll notification system.
Oh, boy.
This is only a test.
Benghazi.
My head hurts. Is it Friday yet?
This has been a test of the right-wing troll notification system.
What?
Had this been an actual issue, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for half-baked information. This concludes this test of the right-wing troll notification system.
That's not even half-baked.
Let's review what we've learned. So the president, while he was sleeping and simultaneously watching live video of what was happening in Benghazi,
ordered a Navy SEAL to
ordered the Navy SEAL to stand down, who was
painting a target.
Target for the U.S. military to strike
the embassy.
Our embassy.
So they could blame it on Rush Limbaugh. What?
Right.
No, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a new one.
My brain may never unpretzel from that. Okay. Damn.
And his father told him. The Navy SEAL's father,
obviously.
Because he was there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, Dan in Chicago, you're next.
Wow, I have to follow that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, this is the storm-chasing chauffeur of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ah.
Hello.
You know, one thing that keeps getting me really pissed off about Congress, with this being the 37th time that they're trying to repeal Obamacare,
right?
Even if they pass it in the House of Representatives, and if for some reason that they pass it in the Senate, it still has to get signed by the president.
Yeah.
Why don't they see this?
They know that. It's a symbolic. The Boehner wanted to give the freshman House members an opportunity to be as big a douche nozzles as the current ones. So there, that's done now. Good. Nicely done. Thank you, Boehner. Hey, then. Chris in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
The comment the guy made about the painting a target is just so laughably hilarious.
That's why we were laughing.
He's taking the literal definition of painting, where he thinks that somebody's up there with a paintbrush dipping in paint and drawing a circle.
Right.
What it is a special forces agent has a GPS and laser finder they stand off like
painting
100, 200 feet away, and they paint the laser on the building to blow up insurgents. It's not an actual person like in the cartoon drawing a bullseye. I mean, it's
Wiley Coyote's up there. I'm drawing a movable hole. I'm going to paint one. Why is it me? It's the same game show every time we take a right-wing call. I don't.
It's time to play the game for people who know they're right. What's my comment? Here's your host, Johnny Yahoo.
Thank you. We have two contestants, so let's play What's My Comment. Here's your first headline. Remote Alaska volcano erupts. David.
I hope everyone's all right.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Skeeter.
Impeach Obama and the Chicago thugs.
That is correct.
Wait, what does that have to do
with... Okay, our next headline, White House releases Benghazi emails. Yes, David.
Well, given the circumstances, it seemed like the appropriate act...
Oh, sorry. Skeeter?
Tyranny, Hitler, freedom.
Correct.
All right.
Hey, what did you get?
Well, you lost. I guess you'll just have to stay on welfare.
But wait a minute. The stories and the responses don't have anything to do with each other.
What's the matter, David? Did you run out of food stamps?
Food stamps.
What the hell's going on around here?
You're kind of a Nancy boy, aren't you?
Mick Sissy.
Bet you're a big pipe smoker, huh?
Hey.
Thanks very much.
I want to talk to a producer.
We'll see you next time.
Hey. Thanks for playing What's My Comment.
Did I even get a stupid copy of the home game?
He's a big sissy.
A completely idiotic, time-wasting production.
He's a big sissy.
It's your pot smoker. All right, thank you,
Skeeter. I talked to his father and said, paint target up building.
Freedom, Hitler. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour. Yikes, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's fun for ages 8 to 80. Join us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, keeper of the funk. 49 minutes after the hour, 1-800. Who wants to funk with me? 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere.
I don't.
Jim in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how's things going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, just dandy.
Good.
I I really enjoy the show. I tell my wife that it's political. So
sometimes
she
not.
That I'm getting smarter by watching the show and stuff.
Oh, good.
What did I put?
I think I'm responsible for you probably getting more sex in your life. Don't you think?
That's right. I know I'm getting screwed by the government.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right. I don't know. That took a turn. Okay. Let's go to
sideways.
All right. Vicki in Pittsburgh on Pat Robertson. Hello. Hello, Vicki.
Hello, Stephanie, Chris, and John. I love you guys.
I love you.
Oh, I'm a first-time caller, and you know what? Your show keeps me sane.
Aw.
Absolutely keeps me sane. But Pat Robertson, I mean, until the story broke, I thought he was dead. I thought he died several years ago. I had no idea.
No. No, he's still emitting those precious pearls from his mouth.
And it did remind me of, like, Leave It to Beaver Mom, you know, with
yes.
the pearls and the heels and everything. And mm-hmm. I'm just thinking to myself, honest to God, this is where we still are in 2013.
Well,
really?
it's where he is. This is, here it is, in fact. We have a treat for you.
Stay tuned. And says, I've been trying to forgive my husband for cheating on me. We've mm-hmm. gone to counseling, but I just can't seem to forgive, nor can I trust. God says to forgive, but it's been so hard to do. I want to forgive so we can get on with our lives.
Here's the secret.
Okay.
And this is the secret. Stop talking about the cheating. He cheated on you. Well, he's a man. Okay.
Yeah.
So what you do is begin to focus mm-hmm. on why you married him in the first place.
Right.
On what he does good. Does he provide a home for you to live in? Does he provide food for you to eat? Aww. Does he provide clothes for you to wear? Is he nice to the children? Do you have a happy family? Does he take the kids to sporting events? Does Aww. He go out and watch their little league games? Does he share with you stuff that's going on? And is he handsome or is he, you know, what is he? Start focusing on those things and essentially fall in love with him all over again.
He's pure magic, isn't he? Quite the feminist. I love it when men treat me like a prostitute. Just say thank you, you big wildebeest. And he actually got more specific later. He said, you know, the time with the whatever with the stripper in the hotel room 10 years ago, who cares?
What? That sounded like a window was opened into Mr. Yeah. Robertson's psyche.
Mr. Robertson's neighborhood.
Pie hole, Mrs. Robertson. It's because the hookers in the hotels, whatever. Where's my dinner? Wow. Yeah, that was... he's a guy?
Pot pie.
Exactly. Lee in Madison, helpfully.
Oh.
Steph, by the way, Benghazi, Steph. Benghazi, Mooks. Benghazi, so overused it can now be used as a greeting.
Yeah.
Benghazi.
Benghazi.
After hearing how Pat Robertson responds to the woman who was having trouble forgiving her husband for cheating, I thought it would be useful to review the good wife guide from a 1955
yes.
magazine, Housekeeping Monthly. Oh. And I obviously can't read it because I should not even have a radio show.
No.
So we need an old-timey man to read the Good
this
Wife's Guide.
From May 13th, 1955, The Good Wife's Guide. Have dinner ready.
Right.
Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time for his return.
Right.
This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospect of a good meal, especially his favorite dish, is part of the warm welcome needed.
But what about my need?
Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest. You'll be refreshed when he arrives.
Ooh.
Touch up your makeup. Put a ribbon in your hair and be fresh looking. He's just been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting for him.
Stephanie can be a little gay.
His boring day made need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it by having sex with a hot chick in front of him.
No,
I'm sorry, I misinterpreted the word gay. Greet him with a warm smile.
Be a little more gay, a little gay and more interesting for him.
Don't complain.
Your kind of gay is very interesting
sparkle,
to him, I'm sure.
Sparkle, Neely, sparkle.
Don't complain. If he's late home for dinner, or even if he stays out all night, count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through that day. Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair, or have him lie down in the bedroom.
Oh.
Have a cool or warm drink ready for him.
Are you skipping ahead?
Yes,
I am. Oh, okay.
Because it goes on forever.
Wow, I don't care. I like it. Okay.
Make sure your home is a place of peace, order, and tranquility, where a husband can renew himself in body and spirit.
Right.
Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his pants, shoes. Speak in a low, soothing, and pleasant voice. Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house.
Oh,
and
boy.
As such, will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him. A good wife always knows her place.
Does it say that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
My God.
Yeah, it does.
1955, also known as the good old days.
Yeah, I got it. You missed some. Clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives. Gather up school books, toys, paper, etc. Run a dust cloth over the tables. Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare and light a fire for him to unwind by. Your husband will feel he's reached a haven of rest and order, and will give you a little lift, too. Carry those logs up from the basement.
Yeah.
Shut up, you
After
whiny
all,
bitch.
Catering for his comfort will provide you with immense personal satisfaction. Not as much as the hot chick, but, you know.
Prepare the children. Take
For what?
Prepare the children.
To be eaten?
Yeah, what is...
Saute them?
Do we baste them or do we poach them?
Truss them and stick an apple in the kid's mouth. But shove it in the oven.
No, that's not what. No. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces. If they are small, comb their hair.
What?
If necessary, change their clothes. They are little treasures. And he would like... Yeah, oh boy. And he would like to see them playing the part. Minimize all noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, or vacuum.
Who leaves the vacuum on?
Did I leave the vacuum on?
50s husbands were easily startled.
Yeah. What's that?
Did they all have overstartled response? Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Be happy to see him. Even if he's been in a hotel room with the hookers and whatever.
Whatever.
Hush. Hush your naggy pie hole. Greet him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics or conversation are more important than yours.
Wow! Oh, God!
And if you're not having an orgasm, fake it to make him feel more like a man. No, it doesn't say that.
Honey, I have stage 7 cancer. That's not important now. You go ahead.
Yeah.
What did Bob in the office say?
Stage 7 cancer.
I stole that from our,
yeah, you did.
From our friend. Okay, hang on. If I make the evening his. Never complain if he comes home late. We did this one. Or goes out to dinner. Or is it the aforementioned, you know, hotel room with the hookers. I'm the ipsnay with the hookers, eh?
Don't ask questions. You really don't want to know.
Or other places of entertainment, such as the strip club, without you. Instead, try to understand his world of strain. Now, sometimes a good hooker is the only way to...
Unwise.
Does this acknowledge that the wife also has a world of strain?
No.
No.
There's nothing about it. Yes.
Everything is completely delightful.
Greet him with complaints and problems. Don't complain if he's late home for dinner, even if he stays out all night.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. Wow, it's Pat Robertson's world. Weren't things great in the good old days? 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Friday, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. You know what that means. When I say Friday only means one thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, baby.
Good morning, Miss Miller, Mr. Ward, Mr.
Startlingly beautiful and perceptive, John Fugelson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Good morning, Mr. Bowen, and good morning to all you disco trash out there in Steffland.
Yeah, baby.
Slow news week, huh?
Right? First of all, you were in Boston last night. What was you doing?
I was doing a show last night in Boston for Community Works, a benefit show with the great Jimmy Tingle, who's one of the best political comics in America, Boston's own, and the great Wendy Liebman, who's one of the funniest people in America. And so we did this benefit last night. And I was up at 5:30 this morning, which is no big deal for you, but it was 2:30 your time to get my Amtrak back here.
Yikes. So. Well, thank you, sir. We much appreciated.
Please, I wouldn't miss it. Three fake Obama scandals that
right?
have nothing to do with Obama in one way. Lindsey Graham hasn't been this excited since that night he accidentally saw the 300 on Showtime. it's a beautiful week.
It is.
We
yeah.
are Sparta!
Yeah, we were saying that it's amazing. We had John Dean on yesterday, John, and I,
yes.
you know, I, it literally, people have got to pick up a history book when they start screaming. You saw Michelle Bachmann screaming Watergate impeachment.
Yeah, isn't that great? People
really?
Who would vote for Nixon today calling Obama Nixon, except yeah. He's not. He didn't start any cover-ups, and he hasn't tried to block. He hasn't used the CIA, and he also has a worse environmental record than Nixon. Other than that, just like Nixon.
More important, you are in New York, and good weather is coming.
Oh,
and it's time
so
for
nice.
All the NYPD has actually reminded all the ladies in New York it is legal to be topless, John, in New York.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
In parks it is. Yes,
right.
In state parks it's legal to be topless.
Right.
And,
do not arrest topless women, Mel, was read aloud, apparently, at NYPD roll calls for 10 straight days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God bless the NYPD. They got to do right. something to karmically balance stop and frisk, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Stop and frisk is not a gay bar from the 70s, kids. if
Gawker
you've got
says,
too much of a tan, come to my city and you'll know what that's about.
There you go. Gawker says we are ushering in a new era of peace between boob and law. So, you know, tops off, everybody. Google things back in town.
Word.
Yeah, here is the president talking about Eric Holder yesterday.
He's an outstanding attorney general, and he does his job with integrity, and I expect he will continue to do so.
Did you see the can of whoop-ass he opened on Daryl Issa? It was awesome.
Indeed. I haven't seen Daryl Issa weep that much since Arnold Schwarzenegger told him he couldn't run for governor.
Exactly. However, you know, Michael Tomasky, our good friend, who I want to
yeah.
date and marry and kiss,
mm-hmm.
I think I disagree with him on this. You've probably been reading him, right? He's been saying that he thinks that he should fire Holder.
Well, a lot of people think that.
Right, but I mean, his point is more political, not that it's necessarily warranted, but he writes today, Washington's understanding of damage control is all wrong. To win, you have to be willing to hand the other side a temporary victory, because obviously a lot of people on the left, John, are saying, don't give the Republicans a scalp. Right?
Well, that's it, and that's all they want is a scalp. That's all Susan Rice was about.
Because
let's not kid
enough.
Ourselves that they actually care about embassy attacks. Let's not kid ourselves they actually care about the IRS going after politically leaning groups. And let's really not kid ourselves they care about the government spying on journalists and intimidating journalists, because they kind of elevated all three of those things to an art form over the last 8 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, Holder... He's a punching bag, but this would be the wrong time to fire him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Tomasky makes some good points. He says trying to contain damage sometimes only does more damage, and he thinks firing the IRS commissioner within days was, he said, good for him for moving so fast and striking an assertive pose. But he said all Holder's damage control accomplished was raising of more questions that will be masticated for days and days. But, you know, the breaking news this morning, John, I don't know if you heard because you were on the train, but of course it was Republicans behind these leaked emails to ABC that tried to make the White House look bad when you know, the White House called their bluff and released all of them. It proved the White House's case.
I'm sorry, did you say leaked? I think you meant to say doctored.
Right, the leaking of the doctored, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to see Hannity's expose on that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Tomasky writes, it was good that Wednesday the administration released 100 pages of emails showing it was the CIA more than the state mm-hmm. that pushed to take out the references to terrorism and Al-Qaeda. But is there really a good reason it took 8 months to round these emails up? If the White House had released them last December, Republicans would still be talking about Benghazi, but the hearing last week and its phony revelations might never have happened. So,
exactly.
You know... So that's why he is talking about, in terms of Holder, he says the way to beat the Republicans is not to forestall or worry about who scored points today. Obama may want to keep Holder because he thinks he's a fine attorney general. If that's the case, I guess that's the case. But if he thinks this scandal is bad and Holder's response is lame, he should cut him loose, and the sooner the better. I dispute in the strongest possible terms the mentality that says that that would just be giving the GOP a scalp. No, it would be showing the American people, most of whom don't think in terms of scalps, that some things cross your own moral line and invest you with character.
Well, that would be true if Obama was actually guilty of doing anything wrong in any of these instances. And I hate to disagree with Michael because he's the grand poobah of all wisdom, but this
right.
is the wrong time for the president to look like he's being pushed around by the teabaggers. And, you know, let's not forget...
I agree. This just proved it, John, this doctored email scandal you just referred to. There was no there, so they thought, oh, let's see if we can make a there.
Gin something up.
Yeah.
Right.
And if they fire Holder now, that gives credence to Fast and Furious,
mm-hmm.
also begun under Bush.
Yeah.
If they fire Holder now, now it gives credence to the critiques on IRS. And let's not forget, our Tea Party friends, God bless them, they weren't upset when the IRS scrutinized Greenpeace or the NAACP or anti-war churches or the medical marijuana industry. And our Republican friends weren't upset at all about, you know, when our embassies were attacked in Karachi, Uzbekistan, Jeddah, Damascus, Istanbul, and Yemen. The one scandal that actually looks like it is a real scandal, the DOJ spying on the AP, those are reporters, and Republicans hate those anyway.
Yeah, and we were saying double standard. It, you know, if it were during Bush, they'd say this is national security.
Mm-hmm. As George Carlin said, let's not have a double standard. One standard will work just fine.
Yeah.
However, this one is a little bit troubling to me. The Justice Department failed to provide the names of some terrorists in the Witness Protection Program to the center that maintains the government's watch list used to keep dangerous people off airline flights. The department said, Inspector General said in a report yesterday, as a result of the department's failure to properly share information, some in the Witness Protection Program who were on the no-fly list were allowed to travel on commercial flights. Yikes. In response, the Justice Department said it has developed a highly restrictive travel policy that prohibits program participants with no-fly status from traveling. But, you know, it seems like we still had a little of that even in the Boston case, right? You know, them not one hand, I mean, you know, them not sharing information, the feds with, like, local officials, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the Department of Homeland Security was supposed to get around, you know, overcome all these, you know, massive bureaucracies by having one uber-massive bureaucracy.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, it was just more Republican big government.
Artie in New Jersey on this very same subject. Hey, Artie, you're on with John.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Hi, Steph. Bright Eye, Stephanie.
Yes.
I love your program.
Thank you.
Steph, I'm part of a dying breed, a conservative Democrat.
No, you're not. Yeah, but there's plenty of them left. Go on.
Oh, okay. I just want to know your view on... what do we do with presidents that lie? I mean, Nixon lied. He got rid of himself. Clinton lied on television. He got a slap on the wrist. Bush lied on television. And he sort of got a pass. And now you have Obama.
What's he lied about,
I'm
sir?
I'm sure. Well, what do we do with presidents that lie? Do we give them a pass?
What has Obama lied about?
Well, last weekend, he said within 3 days, he gave all the information that he knew about Benghazi, and he knew it was a terrorist. That's not true. He was going on for 2 weeks telling about this film. That the
that's not true.
He
that's
said it
weeks.
The day after it happened. He said active terror.
He said it right in front of the White House.
He said the next in the Rose world. Garden. He used the phrase terrorism the next morning in the Rose Garden. And Mitt Romney got schooled on this by Candy Crowley, sir.
Yeah, and do you make any distinction between Bush lied and thousands of people died in the Iraq War and Clinton lied about his personal life that they shouldn't have been investigating in the first place because they were investigating a land deal that he lost money on that led to an investigation of his private life?
I don't care about what Clinton said. I really don't.
Right, but is that the same thing? Is a BJ the same thing as an illegal war?
He went on television and said, I didn't have anything to do with this woman. I mean, the out-and-out lied.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
and worse than lied, he sent his surrogates out to smear the women he had been with. Yeah, and so what's your point, sir? What has Obama lied about?
Do we give them a pass? If we can prove that Obama lied, would you give him a pass?
What did he lie about?
He didn't.
About what?
Okay. I don't. Thanks for playing really bad analogies.
Pat Cooper's grandfather, ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, thanks for playing really bad analogies.
It could all be throughout Bay of Pigs, JFK lied, Nixon stole cash to build his house by the seaside, LBJ lied to us all about debt, Reagan lied every day and quadrupled the debt, Ike lied about spies flying in the U-2, Bush lied when he said Dan Quayle had an IQ.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. First of all, by the way, John, can I just make a stipulate as a former,
please,
as an ex-Catholic girl gone wild?
Yeah, they're the best kind.
I know it's slippery, and it is a loophole. However, to me, sexual relations means intercourse. And
that's
I don't
no,
think they had
slippery.
Intercourse.
That
so,
is slippery.
That,
yes, it
no.
is.
Dear, I love you so much, but according to the terms of that actual
it's
deal at the
relations.
Time, Bill Clinton knew it meant more than intercourse.
Yeah. Intercourse means intercourse. Sexual relations is an umbrella term encompassing
I
many
I am an
things.
Expert in first, second, and third base.
Bill Clinton had every right to not cooperate with that witch hunt. That was going after his land deals, and they tried to manufacture a scandal, and it was a perjury trap. He had every right to not cooperate. But, however, Bill Clinton thinks not that he lied. It's that he sent his surrogates out to smear all the women who told the truth.
Right.
That was the bad thing there.
Just saying.
And again, they had no right to go after it in the first place.
Yes.
Means the whole thing.
No.
Means the whole
intercourse
life.
Means okay. Intercourse.
Listen, it means there's sin
no,
and there's
relations,
evil.
Sexual relations.
Means
sexual relations can
means
cover
intercourse.
Anything.
Intercourse.
No, it covers the whole
covers the
gamut.
Whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Well, intercourse means intercourse. Relations means any kind
Steph,
of
Steph, I'll explain it all next time I come out to L.A., okay? Next time I crash over there, I'll do a demonstration.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the main thing you need to know is there's sin and there's evil. What Bill Clinton did was sin,
yes.
And the guys trying to destroy him were evil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, I look forward to that tutorial, Mr. Fugelsang.
Right. What about the lovely and talented Mrs. Fugelsang?
Oh, I'm sure she's looking forward to that.
She'll hold the camera.
She'll
be ready.
Wow. She's like Pat Robertson. She's fine with it. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is okay. The Stephanie Miller
Stephanie?
Show. Yes.
Going by your definition.
I'm not talking to you. 22 minutes.
When was the last
hour?
Time you had sexual relations?
La 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 la.
With a partner, Chris?
She says sexual relations is only intercourse.
I'm taking no further questions. I will have no comment. I have a heard statement. And that statement is this hour.
Pretty sure is the Carter administration.
This hour brought to you by SodaStream. All right, John Fugelsang, I heard your people talking about your rant about Rush Limbaugh, which was hilarious as usual, on Viewpoint on the current television network.
Ah, yes, current. We still exist.
Is that
the new slogan?
It's like Robin Williams and What Dreams May Come to his living wife. I still exist. Yeah, well, it's
we are the Who's in Television Whoville. We are here. We are here.
We're still here.
Yes, we're still here in New York, facing the east, and
there, now.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting time for Mr. Limbaugh. He's, as you know, he's lost just a bit of sponsors.
You said more sponsors than Lindsay Lohan at Betty Ford.
He's chased away more sponsors than Lindsay Lohan at Betty Ford. That is completely true.
Right.
And you know, right now, the big thing in the trades was because I even though I don't have a radio show of my own like Miss Miller, I do
yes.
read the radio trades, and it's interesting that he's really having a very, very tough time.
Well, the sad part of it, John, is he's dragging us all down with him. So that's the part that's not so funny.
That's exactly
he has heard
true.
All of radio, including right-wing radio and left-wing, everything. Because, when sponsors leave, trust me, they leave the medium in general. So thanks a lot. Thanks
well,
a lot.
48 of the top 50 advertisers in radio exclude the Limbaugh show now from their radio ad buys. But we did a piece, me and Frank Conniff, on Viewpoint, because we care about the Rush Limbaugh show because we're comedians. And so we want to see it continue.
Right.
So
Right.
We did this. I did this sort of a sales pitch for Rush saying, hello, are you a small business owner looking to reach a wider audience of xenophobic, woman-hating, aging bitter white guys with impacted colons, but don't think you have the resources to do so? Have you dreamed of being a professional association with an obese, hate-driven bigot who reaches a wide audience of obese, hate-driven bigots who automatically nod at everything Rush says, even if that nod makes that dangling string of drool drip on the clicker? Do you think women who believe in access to affordable contraceptive care are de facto sluts? Do your customers enjoy mocking Jimmy Carter's manhood, even if they haven't been able to see their own manhood since Jimmy Carter was still in office? Well, I've got news for you. The Rush Limbaugh Show has advertising space available right now, but it's only for a limited time, as by the end of the year, Rush may be canceled or choke on his own bile or accidentally drown while being voluntarily gravy boarded. Do you sell generic erectile dysfunction drugs out of the back of your pickup because you think you can't compete with them high-class designer erectile dysfunction drugs them fancy city folks sell? Are you the pastor of a right-wing evangelical mini-church that wants to be a right-wing mega-church? Advertising on the Rush Limbaugh Show could be the answer to your prayer. You know, your real prayers for wealth and power, not the phony prayers you do in front of the rubes in your church. Hey, are you looking for a wider audience to promote your catheters, colostomy bags, authentic replicas of Obama's original Kenyan birth certificate, adult diapers, bomb shelters, survivalist manuals, Ayn Rand coloring books, or souvenir cougarons? Well, advertise on the Rush Limbaugh Show, and your dreams of wealth and an unending client base will soon come true.
Thank you. That was really, you are a helper. And that's, you know what, that's because you are a true Christian, my friends.
Call now. We'll give you a free satellite radio that will allow you to listen to Rush's show and your commercial in the original German.
Right, exactly. There you go.
Call now to get 6 free minutes. And while supplies last, this Brazilian power crystal absolutely free.
Who is in Brazil? Nazis.
Yes, you're a helper.
Look, Rush needs the help, my friends. You've got to advertise on Rush. Look, those Viagra-packed weekends in the Dominican Republic don't pay for themselves. A whole third world sexual tourism industry depends on you.
Megan in Washington. Hello, Megan.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan. Go ahead.
Oh. Stephanie.
Yes.
You know, Obama's going to have to step up. He's going to have to call it as it is. You know, with...
Megan, did you start the party a little early this weekend?
Oh, definitely.
Ah,
of course.
Then.
My kind of gal.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
Rock on. Oh, hell yeah. All right, Meg. Thank you.
Wow.
So you could really...
I can almost hear the John Boner cartoon drinking sound effect.
You could grind the Vicodin up into powder and pour it into your wine?
Wow.
Okay, that was awesome. That's one thing I want to say. Wow, you know when you're startled by your own phone, when you make a phone call.
What
is this phone? Shiny things confuse me.
Call him this morning. Like, suddenly, then, I'm Ginny Thomas. What, really? Yeah. I didn't drunk dial you at 7:30 in the morning? 70, what are you doing? All right, Ed and Philly, you're on with John. Hi, Ed.
Ginny Thomas.
Hi, Steph.
Hello, Ed.
Hi, I'm calling from Philly. I just want to say I like the show. I'm apologetically and unashamedly progressive, and this is the only show that's consistent with my views.
Thank you.
Mm.
And I'm calling because I made the point, why is it so difficult for those making the case? You know, during that the political climate during that time with the Tea Party, they're the ones that were organizing with guns and all these the signs of the tree of the tyranny and the blood of
truth
and all of this stuff. So it's not out of line for them to go through that scrutiny, because if that was the case and they were applying for 501c4 status and they're out making political statements with political rallies and guns, and that, who are more likely to violate that rule then? I mean, you know, the parallel is there. What is the shame of them addressing the issue? I mean, why is it so difficult for them to make that point? These people,
because the party of profiling doesn't like being profiled.
Yeah, there you go, snap. 29 minutes after the hour, more Fridays with Bugle Sang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're like
Stephanie Miller.
Bedroom. 8 scared teenage boys just waiting for it all to be over.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Fridays with John Fugel saying, oh, this just in.
What?
Huh?
Dick Trickle has died.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Well, yeah.
I wonder if O'Reilly will get a letter from Dick Pinch about that. What does Dick Pinch think, I wonder?
Dick Pinch, Clear Lake, Iowa. Bill, please get back to your...
Hello? I'm sorry, Bill. Who is it?
Dick Pinch, Clear Lake,
Iowa. All right. Yes, Dick Trickle, NASCAR.
Mm. Yeah.
Veteran. Yes.
He took his own life, though.
So. Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, dear.
So he was the oldest rookie of the year, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number.
Name like that. No, never mind.
Oh, Jim. Really? No. All right, John, we were saying, yes, Mother Jones reporting this morning, it's official, those bogus email leaks came from Republicans.
Oops.
Yeah, here's what happened. Republicans in Congress saw copies of these emails, the Benghazi emails. 2 months ago, did nothing with the moves. Obviously, they showed little more than routine interagency haggling, then riding high after last week's Benghazi hearing. Someone got the bright idea of leaking two isolated tidbits and mischaracterizing them in an attempt to make the... State Department look bad.
Mm-hmm. However, Steph, it's okay for Republicans to do that. You know why? Benghazi!
Exactly. Exactly. And so they overplayed their hand, John. They thought, oh, the White House will never, release all the emails, and they did.
Oops. Wait, you're saying the Republicans were so blinded by selfish hate that it's backfiring on them?
Yes.
What are the odds?
Yes.
Benghazi rhymes with Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. Looky here, another Obama scandal. Nope, GOP representative claims responsibility for AP surveillance. Did you see this one this morning? Just when you thought another event was about to be added to the growing list of Obama quote-unquote scandals, or with the Benghazi cover-up debunked by a single email. The IRS surveillance of Tea Party supporting groups, blah, 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 blah. The Department of Justice investigation of Associated Press telephone records widely expected to be another partisan blowtorch has just been defended by a Republican congressman who claims it was the Republicans themselves who demanded the investigation last year. Representative
what?
Trey Gowdy, Republican, South Carolina, spoke to Fox News event Greta Van Susteren. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. He's not just little Gowdy. He's Trey Gowdy.
Right.
God. How dare you?
All right.
Going to pun prison for that.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Andrew.
It's also worth pointing out, really, if I may, that the party that killed Acorn and tried to kill PBS and Planned Parenthood doesn't like when their groups get singled out.
Yeah, I know. Andrew in Santa Monica, go ahead. Hey, Andrew.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So the Republicans fabricated evidence to try to frame the president and Secretary Clinton. So it got me to thinking, you know, what else is a frame-up? Is the IRS thing a frame-up? I mean, it was a Bush appointee. And then I started thinking about the Benghazi terrorist attack in the beginning. How did the Republicans know right away? How did Mitt Romney know in 30 minutes that it was a terrorist attack when everybody else was saying that it was, you know, due to the protest? They knew right away. There's only one way they could have known. And that's if they had something to do with it in the first place.
I don't know that
I would go that far.
So you're saying it's the Mormons, sir. The Mormons were behind this.
Yes. Obviously strike ordered by Salt Lake.
If you want to talk completely unfounded conspiracy theories, we're never going to know what was going on in Benghazi. We're never going to know why the ambassador was in the consulate during all that. Because you might remember, here's an interesting historical tidbit. General Petraeus's, or CIA Director Petraeus's girlfriend, Paula Broadwell, gave a speech where she talked about how there was a prison in the basement of the consulate.
That's right.
This brings us into black site, rendition areas. Believe me, if this investigation gets too hot, someone's going to give John McCain a phone call and say, John, stop talking about it now.
Stop talking about
it. We will never know the full story behind why that building was so significant, more so than the embassy.
Yeah, Paula Broadwell was a little too chatty for Petraeus's taste anyway.
My boyfriend!
I didn't know she was German.
Hush! Why didn't Pat Robertson get to her first? Hush, you chatty pie hole!
There's no basement at the consulate.
Virgil in Houston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Virgil.
Well, good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Oh, just for the record, I really used to like those Catholic girls that kind of went wild when I was younger.
Yes.
I liked that. Hey, my comment.
Well, you know why? It's because Catholic girls wait much too late.
They start much too late.
Right.
So not where I'm from.
And now I need is a bottle of red and a bottle of white.
There you go. Now, you know, everybody, they're talking, you know, Obama lied. What? I really don't understand. Okay, there was four people killed. Right. Has everybody forgot about the, roughly 60 people that were killed during the
No, they haven't forgotten. It's just not relevant because that was a white guy.
What did
no,
you call
you know
him?
They say? No, you know
President
what they say to that?
What?
No, when you they, listen, these guys have their talking points.
What?
You bring up the 60 Americans killed in these embassy attacks, and they say the same thing. There was no cover-up there. And that's what they're hanging all their hopes to. Remember last week with the whistleblower and Mr. Hicks was going to be the real star witness to show that.
Yep, right.
They've already forgotten about that guy because they're so fixated on the emails again. Once the email chain goes away, they'll go back to their whistleblower Hicks.
Yep.
They don't give a rat's ass about these poor lost souls. They don't. They exploited 9/11/01 to attack Iraq. They exploited 9/11/12 to attack Barack. That's all you need to know.
Thank you. What did I say?
No, it's what the callers called President Bush.
What?
Called him Chuckle Nuts.
Chuckle Nuts is great.
That's what we were laughing at.
That is disrespectful to Chimpy McCoke Spoon.
You want to read a great piece? Yesterday's Andrew Sullivan piece about Peggy Noonan's insane Washington Post column. Noonan just loses it. You know, Andrew Sullivan, my favorite gay Catholic Republican. So far as I can tell, this president has done nothing illegal, unethical, or even wrong. Check out his new piece.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, by the way, Bill Maher, Drinky McDumbass, also one of my personal Bush nicknames. Pamela in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Pamela.
Good morning, Steph and gents.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hello. I what's making me crazy is that the crazy people have taken over, and the guy who called earlier and said he didn't call it an act of terror or terrorism, and specifically Daryl Issa when he made the comparison that he said act of terror but not terrorism, but none of them had a problem when Chuck Lanutz called it the war on terror.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy because every time I went to
excuse me, Pamela,
function,
a little respect for the office. Captain Chucklenuts to you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was an air traffic controller, and every time I attended a military function, we had Air National Guard at our compound. The generals and the colonels, the higher-ranking officials, would call it a war on terrorism because you really can't fight a war on terror.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
well, and then
also, vibes.
I think
also...
Go ahead. I think we can all agree that somebody should, the president should clearly go to jail or be, impeached for using the wrong word.
I know, but the next time they say that, don't even entertain it. When they said he didn't say it was terror or whatever. But the other thing is the same thing when the guys call about the guns, that the background checks won't stop what happened. And neither will it stop good guys from getting guns. So we got to quit entertaining when they say
Thank you.
Wouldn't help Newtown or Columbine or anything, but neither will it hurt the good guys from getting the
You're
guns.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Stop the argument, okay?
Yeah,
only,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Only,
it would have been like if we said, should we stop the Holocaust over in Germany? Well, that wouldn't have stopped the... Whatever,
that wouldn't have helped the Japanese.
Right. Okay, right. Yes, exactly.
The only way background checks...
That wouldn't have helped the people... Go ahead.
Oh, not at all. Go ahead, please.
No, I just am saying it was like it's just making analogies to like you know things that don't. So what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, by the way, that's John Boehner's main concern is who's going to jail.
My question is, who's going to jail? Who's going to jail? Who's going to jail?
The cars, apparently.
Yeah.
They already did. It was called the 90s.
Joel in Utah, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Hey, the whole deal with the IRS scandal, I just think it was a couple of guys that acted overzealously. You know, maybe some other guys got political about it. I don't like the whole witch hunt thing, but then again, I don't like the dim circling their wagons. But where this pertains to me, too, is that the IRS is now in charge, I believe, on Obamacare, they're in charge of the enforcement clause in that to where they're making sure that everybody obeys the mandate and buys health insurance. And
I haven't heard that
personally,
talking
about it. I've already looked into it. I'm just going to pay the fine. It's cheaper for me to just pay the fine, and I'm cool with that. That's the way it is. That's the law.
Sir, I'm sorry.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, but
so
you're
cool with if you have to go to the emergency room, we all have to pay for it then. Or if you have
I'll just pay cash for it. I have medical expense insurance that covers everything from $10,000 to $2 million.
Right, you're covered.
I'm not going to.
But people in your neighborhood.
But people in your neighborhood might not be covered.
Trust me, everybody in my neighborhood's covered.
Oh, okay.
Well, that explains how you're so attuned to the current talking points of the week. By the way, sir, it's only a fine in Massachusetts. It's a tax for the rest of the country. Maybe you didn't hear Mitt's talking points last fall.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I will be on CNN tonight at 7:45 Eastern.
More specifically on Aaron Burnett.
Yes, exactly. You know what? I was in hair and makeup, and Jane Velez Mitchell, even on the TV, terrifies me. She's very exercised about Jodi Arias.
Yeah.
I told you, they're the cool kids in high school that shove the rest of us political geeks from CNN into the lockers.
I hope Jane loves you.
I
hope Jodi Arias gets some coverage in the media.
I know. There's been so little. We'll talk about the latest in all of that.
Really?
We continue. Yes, 45 minutes after the hour. I'm just pretending to be a cool kid.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I'm here to talk about the sequestration again.
Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, right back. Friday's a Bugle Slang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
To be honest, I've never seen such dysfunction.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Come out.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't
St. William of Long Island.
How many times I hear that argument? By the way, it's so hard being the smartest person in every room. Andy, right, Steph? You're right about sexual relations. Thank you. watching your show, you were talking about Clinton, talking about sexual relations in the Paula Jones case. When Clinton gave his deposition to the Paula Jones attorney stipulated that sexual relations meant sexual intercourse. It was a very foolish thing to do. It was both cited one of the reasons Clinton did not commit perjury in the deposition. You are right. Thank you.
It must be nice to always believe you know better.
Right.
To always think you're the smartest person in the room.
Yep.
No, it's awful.
It is awful, and it is a burden
Clinton,
I must bear. Let me just
Bill
say,
I was
a third baseman. I was a third baseman, literally and figuratively, in high school. Okay. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Go to identityguard.com, won't you? Sexy liberal John Fugel saying, "Why, looky, it's a fan letter. Joanne writes, Steph, I've been listening to your show since Team Jen was first a thing." Oh, boy.
No.
When was that? That's a long time ago, 2006. Yeah. Jim has always been team, I don't give a... Okay. I sent my daughter to the first Sexy Liberal Chicago show, then I flew from San Diego to join her at the meet and greet for the second one. You and the crew have been there for me for so many milestones. Can't wait till you announce West Coast Sexy Liberal. Peace, love, and Bobby Sherman. Ooh, that's exciting. I wonder when that'll be.
Lots of people do.
I know, right? I'd be the last to know.
Actually, I was at a restaurant earlier this week, and a woman at the next table overheard who I was, and she asked me if there was going to be a Los Angeles Sexy Liberal show.
You don't know anything. You're
I don't.
All, you're
I said,
even
I don't know.
Farther behind than I am.
I know.
All right. All right. Yes, Jody Harris, her lawyers wanted to withdraw from the case, but the judge denied them. Apparently, she's been a little chatty, John. She's been a little. She gave an interview to the Foxville. They're trying to convinced jurors that she shouldn't be executed, and she gave an interview to Fox right after the trial saying she would like to be executed, which apparently is unhelpful in legal circles. They are disappointed. Right.
Well, instead they should just lock her in a room and make her watch her own trial coverage by Nancy Grace for the next 20 years.
Exactly. By the way, speaking of trials, I don't want to miss this one. Jim, did you see Donald Trump was on the stand?
Really?
At a Chicago trial.
I'm sure it was huge. But huge trial.
He's accused of fleecing old ladies. Okay, making false promises to an 87-year-old investor to get her to purchase condos at his glitzy Trump International Hotel and Tower.
No, I encourage you to purchase condoms.
She misheard me. She's old.
She misheard me.
You're fired.
She's hugely incompetent.
Donald Trump raised his voice on the witness stand and when an attorney grilled him and rolled his eyes at the Apprentice Star's answers, leading a federal judge to scold both men in open court and order them to behave.
Behave.
Pressed over and over again, Trump insisted he couldn't remember just when key business decisions were made or by whom or even if he was present. Gee, isn't that what he routinely criticized the president for? Telling jurors neither he nor his top executives make a habit of taking notes. On the stand, he portrayed himself as a big-picture guy who delegates.
Huge picture. Huge.
Who delegates his scams to other people.
God,
I mean,
it's almost like he's morally inconsistent.
I know, right? Speaking of which, Prince will not discuss marriage equality. Did you hear this? He gave an interview with his hometown with the Star Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he would not discuss, Minnesota's recent passage of marriage equality. No, he dodged questions on the new this state's news.
Yep.
He, as you know, famously became a Jehovah's Witness in 2001 and has been very vocal about it since. He also expressed a shift toward conservative views about sex and cursing in pop culture. Isn't that nice? After he made several
After
dollars.
Darling Nikki?
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Right.
Returning all the royalties from the song
top.
Cream now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, get on top. Cream. All right.
By the way, I'm owed reparations for how many times that song was played in the 90s.
Jim, pay attention. Stop masturbating with that magazine.
What?
All right. I'm sorry. Now, once you get into Prince lyrics, you cannot
Darling
really...
Darling Nikki.
Ah, you're not from the
most romantic...
Tipper Gore quoting Prince.
Most romantic song lyric ever, and that is, "Your face is jamming. Your body slamming. Let's get to ramming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy.
That is a smooth talker there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Noel Coward, eat your heart out.
Right?
That's Prince a good song. Written much.
You
That's
Got the Look is a good song.
Yeah.
That's a terrible song.
I love
that
song.
That song sounds like the 80s stabbing itself, that song.
Oh.
It sounds like a bunch of keyboards having a cluster frack. Yeah. Prince has done some great.
So you're not
Little
a Prince
Red Corvette
fan?
A great, no, Little Red Corvette's a great song. Purple Rain's a great song.
Delirious.
Musicology, Delirious. Sexy MF.
Sexy
I love
MF.
Prince.
Sexy
our...
MF is a great song.
Yeah, right?
I love Prince, but right? No, Prince is Prince. Come on now, if all the Beatles can do bad songs, Prince can do a couple bad.
Kiss is a good song.
I love
Kiss
Gawker.
Is a great song.
Gawker
great
writes
song.
Him not talking about marriage equality. Said that said, the article reveals that he eats pizza with a fork, so at least he's kind of queer.
In the old sense of the word.
Oh, the seventh thing. Because, you know, Jesus really was so against sex. He spent all the time talking. No, actually, he talked about helping the poor and being nice to people. Never mind. And not
never
judging.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never
Jesus,
mind.
Not the sex hang-ups.
Oh, hey, this just in, everybody. Paris Hilton is no longer interested in fame. She wants to focus on
really?
Being a tough businesswoman.
2 years after fame right. is no longer interested in her.
Right. right.
Now a warning?
Now it's bad to be famous. Bad.
Hmm. Well, all the money in the world can't buy you a second facial expression.
Oh.
He's engaging in the snark again.
Sorry, I shouldn't do it. She's such a good person. I shouldn't talk that way.
I cannot wait to see this. Uma Thurman is going to play Anita Bryant. In the they're doing a movie called Anita about famous anti-gay
wow.
rights. Yeah, you remember her little crusade.
Oh, yeah.
The, right.
You know what's great about that is that no one under 45 really knows who Anita
right.
Bryant is, and that means that in 10 years, no one under 45 will know who Sarah Palin is.
That's the good news. Here's another story you probably hadn't heard, John. Chris Brown, kind of a douche.
Hmm.
Who knew?
What? Sorry, I just choked when you said that.
I know, and not for that. His neighbors are unhappy with the creepy art he's chosen to have painted along the curb of his Hollywood Hills home. A neighborhood group said the grimacing, sharp-toothed, red-eyed goblins painted along a retaining wall have been scaring local children.
I don't think you're allowed to paint on a public curb.
His attorney.
All y'all are haters trying to keep him down. Maybe he should write a song about that.
His attorney, Mark Garrigo, said the goblin paintings they're trying to suspend the First Amendment. He's not backing down. I know his neighbor said, I know a $300 fine is probably pocket change, but hopefully and maybe he'll see the light and decide to be a good neighbor. We're
sure.
happy to have him if he just tones it down. Oh, that's probably what Rihanna said. Sure, I'd be happy to take you back. Can you just hint me a little more lightly?
I hope tone will look it down. But
excuse me, Jim?
Nothing.
Thanks very much. An obsessed Taylor Swift fan was arrested near the singer's Rhode Island beach home this morning after allegedly swimming up to her pad. Oh, that ought to make the throat scream. That's how you know you have a stalker. The goats are screaming.
It's kind of hard to sing on an L. Trouble. How do you do that?
Yeah, how would Tom Brokaw do that?
Come on.
He'd pick a different song. That's what he'd do.
And Lancaster, California.
Hey, here's another thing we just noticed, John. Kanye West is kind of a douche as well.
Huh, you don't say.
I love the Gawker headline. Kanye walks into a poll, immediately becomes livid that polls exist. He walked into a poll in Beverly Hills and TMZ.
Right, in Chicago, you can't help but walk into a poll.
Right? They're all over the place.
You can't throw a bag of vipers without it in the poll.
That's because all y'all are just trying to keep Kanye down, and he should write a song about that.
Certainly. Right after that, he went berserk at a paparazzi. He said, don't take another photo, man. Don't take another photo, man. Don't take no photos. Stop it, all you mother. Stop it.
He's a gay fish.
Remember
that South Park episode?
No.
Oh, it's the best ever. There's a joke about a gay fish, and Kanye doesn't get it, and he thinks the joke's about him because everything's about him. It's just the best episode of South Park ever.
All right. We'll Google it over the weekend.
Yeah.
We love you, John Fugel, saying you can see.
Oh, hey,
yes.
Thank you. The deficit is down. CBOS deficit down 24% below expectations.
Right.
Tune into Hannity tonight to find out why this is bad.
Yep, exactly. And tune into Viewpoint on the current television network hosted by John Fugel.
Monday
saying,
through Thursday. We got a great show going on, kids. Thank
all
you,
right.
Steph.
All right. Thank you, honey. Love you. See you Monday.
Great weekend.
Bye. Stephanie Miller Show.